High school baseball is winding down. We'll have the scores from the remaining teams playing. The St. Louis Cardinals are hoping for a turnaround on their pitching roster. Same for the Kansas City Royals. The Kansas City Chiefs almost ended up with someone else other than Xavier Worthy. Plus, the NASCAR Truck Series starts today. And it'll be the 150th run of the Kentucky Derby. And it's all from the Ecom Sports Network, brought to you by Price Construction and Thayer, Doug Price, owner. Let's start with high school baseball yesterday. Kabul lost to Koshkonong 3-1. Bakersfield went down to Dora 4-3. West Plains defeated Marshfield 7-2. Van Buren was home and beat visiting Neelyville 6-4. Armorell defeated Norfolk 8-5. Big League Baseball. The Cardinals shut out the Chicago White Sox in the Gateway City yesterday with a 3-0 win. The Cardinals and the White Sox play this afternoon at 1:15. The St. Louis Cardinals pitching staff has held its own throughout the first 31 games of the 2024 season, and hopefully it stays that way as the lineup looks to turn things around. The rejuvenated rotation led by reigning American League Cy Young runner-up Sonny Gray has exceeded expectations thus far, but recent injury updates have highlighted a potential danger for the club. The Royals wrecked the Rangers at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City last night, a score of 7-1. They face off again tonight at 6:10. Pitcher Kyle Wright still sidelined following right shoulder surgery last October. He's expected to miss the entire 2024 season while recovering. They acquired him from the Atlanta Braves this offseason with the anticipation that he will be a big part of their future rotation. It was a bit of a shocker when the Kansas City Chiefs traded up with the Buffalo Bills in the first round of the 2024 NFL Draft to select wide receiver Xavier Worthy. What would have been even more shocking for Kansas City if they would have traded up with another AFC conference rival during the draft's second round. Baltimore Ravens GM Eric DaCosta says that almost happened in round two, saying that during a recent episode of the Ravens official podcast discussing the 2024 NFL draft, revealing that the Chiefs attempted to trade with them at pick number 62. Of course, the Chiefs traded up with the 49ers to pick number 63 to select BYU's Kingsley Suamatia. However, DaCosta believes Kansas City was targeting another prospect with that pick. The NASCAR Truck Series kicks off tonight at Kansas Speedway. That starts at 7 p.m. And the Kentucky Derby is already dubbed the greatest 2 minutes in sports. But this year's race will hold an even more historical relevance, celebrating its 150th anniversary. Since the first edition in 1875, the race has become the longest continuously held sporting event in the United States and arguably one of the most loved. Over the years, the Derby has seen sporting drama, controversy, and crowned some of the best racing horses in history. This year promises to be no different, with a legendary jockey attempting to win his first Derby and the ongoing absence of the most recognizable name in the sport. Derby coverage starts at 1:30 this afternoon on both NBC and online on Peacock. The race itself is set to start at 5:57 and will run about 2 minutes. I'm Richard Kaysen for the Ecom Sports Network, brought to you by Price Construction, Doug Price, owner.